fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Sunday, the 7th day of October, 2007, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, I have to admit, this host before me, the more I hear him, the more I like him. Jim Phillips, if you're listening, God bless you. You're doing an excellent job. And John Stantmiller, thank you very much for putting our two shows back to back. It's certainly a blessing for all these Republic Broadcasting Network listeners to be able to have these two hosts, myself and Jim Phillips, back talking about these topics of preparedness. It's a fast-changing world, ladies and gentlemen. Fast-changing world. One which has a lot of uncertainty. One which clearly, in my opinion and in the opinion of many Republic listeners, wants you to be prepared for fast change at all times. That's why I focus on preparedness. That's why I talk about preparedness. That's why I do the speeches and seminars that I do on preparedness. I learned at a very young age. 20 years old is pretty young. I went to Vietnam 2 weeks after my 20th birthday. That the world can change very quickly and very dramatically in ways that you would never guess. That's what living in a combat zone will teach you. I've come to incorporate that knowledge into my adult life and make it part of who I am. With that in mind, we're going to have a guest the second hour. He's a man who helped put together the book titled Emergency Survival Communications. First break coming up, and we'll be back right after the break. Stay tuned.
You know what you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you through throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 7th day of October, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. For you new listeners out there, if you want to see my photograph, that's in my photograph as a civilian and in the military both, at my website, thelibertyman.com. Finally got my new webmaster up and running, thank goodness. And we have a new product. I've been wanting to get this product up and running here. We'll be talking to the co-author of Emergency Survival Communications, How to Build and Power Your System, in the second hour, Mr. Thomas Harrington, very unique, multifaceted individual with a very special story to tell about his own tale of survival, World War II story. I used to promote this book when Republic carried it on their website, and now I've got it on my website, Emergency Survival Communications. The tragedy of Hurricane Katrina, much of that loss of life and discomfort and on could have been avoided given effective, immediate emergency communications. And that's true of almost all disasters, whether man-made or natural. Effective, immediate communications, without exception, will make the difference between life and death, escaping and not escaping. This is where the rubber meets the road, to use a old advertising phraseology. I know we have occasional discussions and people that call in and tell me how they like their little handheld radios they pick up at Walmart. And yes, they have their place. I don't use them, not very much, mainly because there's no mobile units on the same frequencies. There's no base units on the same frequencies. And you got very limited power, very limited range. So that's why I don't use those little units very much. A little Motorola talk about some things of that nature. We'll be talking for a solid hour on communications in the second hour. I should mention, as always, Free Drive Guy is standing by Monday through Friday during normal business hours to take your calls. And, of course, 24/7 on his website, freezedryguy.com. You can see his current inventory, which is always changing. His toll-free number is 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. We talked last week after the show about some other things he's involved with, like his engineering new backpack straps for the Alice backpack. If you're listening, Freeze Dry Guy, I still haven't got my shipment, so I can test these straps, and maybe he and I can work together in getting them back in production. It'd be a neat thing to do, a neat project. He and I have both humped a Alice medium backpack in the bush with a full load up and down these hills, carrying a weapon. It's not a theoretical exercise for us. It's real life for us. I know what it means. He knows what it means to carry a ruck, hump a ruck, as we say, boonies. It's hard work. It's hard work for a 20-year-old. It's hard work for a 60-year-old. I don't care how old you are, what kind of shape you're in. It's hard work. You're going to sweat. You're going to know you put some effort up. And having the best equipment possible will make all the difference in the world. Anyway, I was reading an article about the state of our economy just before the show started. A lot of speculation about where this economy is going, the value of the dollar, and so forth. Here's what I tell people. The grandchildren of the people who did what they did to us back in 1929 are getting ready to do it all over again. You always hear about what happened, about the fortunes that were lost in the 1929 stock market crash and the depression that followed for the next decade. And it truly was a decade-long depression until the buildup in World War II brought us out of it. What you rarely hear is the fortunes that were made in the following manner. When all these stock values dropped, the people with the real wealth and the real money who had the wherewithal, they bought America. They bought the productive part of America for 5 to 10 cents on the dollar. The productive part of America being the mines, the factories, and the farms. That's where the production was. That's where the production is. The mines, the factories, and the farms were bought for 5 to 10 cents on the dollar when these stocks were so dramatically reduced in value. And if you have the ability to do so, and you can make it happen, and you've got no moral scruples whatsoever about doing so, why wouldn't you do it all over again 70 years later? Why wouldn't you? Well, of course you would. And ladies and gentlemen, they're about to pull it off again. They're real close. They will collapse this economy. They will collapse this monetary system. And once again, just like they did in 1929 and for the years following it, they will buy America, the productive part of America, the mines, the factories, and the farms, for 5 to 10 cents on the dollar. The rest of us, however, we're going to be on our own. If you're not connected to a family farm somehow, you're going to be in deep trouble. If you don't have a way of making a living that's not dependent on a major corporation, you're going to be in big trouble. There's always going to be a demand for men who have their own tools. They can do carpenter work, plumbing work, electrical work, maintain motor vehicles. If you've got your own tools, you've got these skills, you can't take your skills away from you. You'll be able to at least earn enough to keep a roof over your head and feed your family. If, however, your skills are not of that kind of practical value, you could be in deep trouble real quick. Very deep trouble real quick. If you're not connected to a family farm somehow by blood or by marriage or very close friendship, you may have difficulty getting enough food to eat. That happened the last time around, the 1920s and 30s. Men and women these days are much less likely to be connected by blood, marriage, or close friendship to a productive family farm. Much less likely. It might be a good time to be making those connections if you don't have them already. It might be an excellent time to be doing so. I hear the stories. I listen. There's still a lot of adults who were youngsters. They're alive now. They were youngsters during that period of time in the 1930s. Talk about how the country cousins helped the city cousins get by during those hard times. Keeping in mind that the polite society that existed in the 1930s no longer exists. I've seen the news articles about how when it got hot in the city of St. Louis, when almost nobody had air conditioning, families would take their sheets and pillows and blankets and go out and sleep in the city park. You'd be taking your life in your hands to do that today. But that was the way it was done back there in the 30s when they had these heat waves, these oppressive heat waves. People would go sleep in the city park, entire families, hundreds of families, possibly thousands of families would go sleep in the city parks because those were places where it was cool, probably 10 to 20 degrees cooler than in these huge brick homes that make up the city of St. Louis that hold the heat. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we focus on preparedness on the Moore Show. The skills of preparedness, the equipment of preparedness, the supplies of preparedness, the spiritual aspect of preparedness, all those things is what we talk about, what we focus on. And this is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Well, they had a Chicago marathon this weekend. At the halfway point, at noon, on the halfway point, they stopped all the runners that hadn't made that halfway point at noon and sent them back. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 7th day of October, 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. I just had a funny little thought here, thinking back to when I first was on the air back in 1995, and I was on a break, and I brought with me a peanut butter sandwich. Big mistake. When you're a radio talk show host, you should not eat a peanut butter sandwich on a break. It does stick to the roof of your mouth, and it made talking clearly and distinctly just a bit difficult for the first several minutes when I came back from that particular break. But that's the way life is. You learn by doing. You learn by experiencing. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, where were we? We're talking about preparedness, different preparedness-related topics. I was talking about freeze-dry guy and how you need to check out his inventory. You know, this guy's got a big business. Freeze-dry guy. Semi-tractor trailers, loading docks, palletized material. This is no small operation. The federal government buys what they get from freeze-dry guy. Mountain House products, great stuff, great tasting food, nutritious food. Obviously, fresh food is the best. However, you may not always have access to fresh food. And that's where freeze-dried food comes in. It's a way to get the best tasting, most nutritious food possible for long-term storage. So you need to check out freezedryguy.com. Give him a call Monday through Friday during normal business hours. I think he's on the West Coast. 866-404-3663. This is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. So if you've got a question or a comment, be sure and call in. Oh, I was talking about the Chicago Marathon before the break. At noon, they stopped everybody who had not made the halfway mark and sent them back. They allowed those who had already passed the halfway mark to continue on and so forth. Down here in deep in the mountains in Missouri Ozarks, just before I went on the air, it was 87 degrees here in the end of the first week of October 2007. That's just a bit too warm, quite frankly. I don't know if it's breaking any records or not. I know we're right up there at the edge of tying and breaking records. I know it shouldn't be this hot this late in the year, but it is. Walking out in the midday sun, quite frankly, it hurt. The heat from the sun, the intensity of the sun, it just plain hurt on bare skin. It's been an unusual summer here in the Ozarks. I only killed 3 copperheads this year. Typically, I will kill 9 to 12. My grandson killed 3, and he was only here for 2 weeks. I think he killed 2 of those in one day. So it's been low on the copperheaded count, which that's okay. We had and still have an ongoing drought. These farm ponds and small lakes are drying up, the ones that don't have a continuous supply of water from a creek or a spring of some sort. Our little agriculture in my area is basically two things, growing hay and grass-fed beef and grass-fed cattle. These ranchers in my area depend on getting a minimum of 2 cuttings of hay a year. In a good year, they'll get 3. This year, they got 1 cutting. Most of these ranchers got 1 cutting of hay, which means one or two things. Either they'll be buying hay for their cattle, or they'll be selling off heads of cattle to not have to go through the winter buying hay, because that's to start buying hay, it pretty much eats up all their profit, and that's why they're in business, obviously, to make money raising beef. So it's going to be a tough year for these cattle ranchers, and they'll get by. They always get by one way or the other, but it will be a tough year for them. I know farther west and in the grain belt, the ongoing drought has caused a dramatic reduction and the yields that they're seeing in corn, wheat, and soybeans. I know that the grain elevators are at some of their lowest levels in decades. That, of course, will translate into higher prices, perhaps even shortages. A lot of American grain, corn, wheat, and soybean gets shipped overseas. These shortages do, of course, translate into higher prices at the grocery store. Corn, wheat, and soybean are the row crops that constitute the overwhelming majority of what goes into the American diet from those products. Corn, wheat, and soybeans are just in so many things, things you would never think of. There's wheat in many soups, for example. Wheat's used as a thickener in many soups. Break coming up. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 7th of October, 2007. Welcome back to John Moore. I'm just doing some work on my motor vehicle before the show. I'm working on my communications package, relocating the inside speaker, working on getting ready to hook up a second external speaker underneath, in front of the grill, behind the grill, actually. And the reason I mention this is all I had to do to accomplish this was to get out my kits I keep handy, my mechanical tool kit with mechanical tools, my electronics repair kit with all my electrical tools and equipment in there, make my changes, my upgrades, pack it all away and put it away. The entire process took possibly less than an hour. The reason that I'm able to do this is because I keep these kits handy. I make sure that I have all the supplies in there that I need. I just went to the hardware store last week and refreshed my supply of black cable ties. Some guys call them zip ties. And got a 10-pack of electrical tape. I usually buy my electrical tape in a 10-pack. It's something handy for many different purposes. And it's a little bit less expensive. You buy 10 rolls at a time. Same thing with these zip ties or cable ties. You buy them a 100-pack. It's a substantial savings over these smaller packaging that's offered in some of these stores, like Walmart, for example. You know, the big discount hardware stores are a better place to get the cable ties. I haven't looked on the internet since they're available locally almost everywhere, but you can probably get better deals on eBay if you chose to go that route. And in fact, if you're doing a lot of communications work, electrical work, that might be the way to go. I had a professional installer install my Motorola Spectra 2 weeks ago, and rather than be dropped off and get back when he was done, I was there in his shop while he did the install, and I got a bit of an education myself watching this professional run cables through my Lincoln Town Car and do a professional installation, seeing the tools that he used. Some tools I was familiar with, some I wasn't. Some of the techniques that he was using and why he used them. I was very glad that I did. It was a very productive couple of hours for me to watch this professional do his thing, so to speak, and give me a very neat and clean and professional installation. And now looking at possibly doing the same thing, I want to upgrade the communications a bit more and put in a GPS navigation system into the vehicle. Once again, we're looking at about a 2 to 3 hour turnaround time, and it's going to cost a couple $100s, but quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, it's worth every penny. You start messing around tearing the stuff out of a dashboard of a Lincoln Town Car, you better know what you're doing. And that's exactly what will be happening when this upgrade happens. Taking out the factory radio, replacing it with something by Kenwood or Pioneer or Alpine, one of those manufacturers, and doing it right, doing it quick and professionally. That's a very big deal. And once again, if I can, I'll be in the shop watching these professionals do their thing and at the same time acquiring skills I don't have right now. I'm always looking to acquire new skills, always looking to learn new things. That's one of the fun things in life, in my opinion, is learning new things. I started doing my research on this GPS stuff, and I'm looking at two things, laptop computers and dedicated GPS, and I found out, much to my amazement, although I shouldn't have been amazed, that these manufacturers like Pioneer and Kenwood and Alpine, JVC, are now combining GPS navigation systems with stereo systems. And quite frankly, the technology is mind-boggling, at least to me it is. What they can pack in such a small package and how useful it can be to have that capability, a 7-inch by 3-inch full-color TV screen with full-color maps of the entire continental United States, it's just amazing what you can have at your fingertips. When you make your living, as I do out there on the street as a private detective, going to places you've never been before on a frequent basis, roads and communities and cities and towns you've never been to previously, that's an excellent capability to have, that GPS navigation system. And on top of that, they combine satellite radio, they combine the iPod systems, the ability to play CDs and DVDs. I'm not saying that stuff, I'm just kind of letting you know what technology is out there and what it can do for you. So that's good to know, in my opinion. Excellent. Good thing to know. I'm also looking at putting a state-of-the-art scanner in my vehicle. I sometimes have mentioned on this show how I monitor channel 19 on the CB frequencies, CB radio. The emergency frequencies are also important to give you a heads up on what's really going on out there on the highway, on the roads, in the communities. Driving along, listening to reports as they happen for careless and imprudent drivers, drunken drivers, the worst nightmare of all, which would be wrong-way drivers on the interstate, people involved in criminal activity. I was driving along just 2 days ago and heard about two men involved in an armed robbery not far from where I was, and how they were escaping and what vehicle they were in and so forth. I personally like to know what's going on, where I am, where I've been, and where I'm going to. I think that's important. I think it's worthwhile. And so I go out of my way to acquire and install equipment that will allow me to do so. My Motorola Spectra, I have pre-programmed with about 120 frequencies, emergency frequencies, fire, paramedics, police, federal. The scanner I'm looking at getting will have 1,000 or more, possibly as many as 6,000 frequencies pre-programmed in blocks, the federal agency blocks of frequencies, police blocks of frequencies, paramedic, ambulance, and so forth, aviation. Depending on where I am, what's going on, I can monitor whatever I feel like I want to or I need to, depending on the time, place, circumstances, and so forth. You may not feel like you need that capability or even want that capability. Maybe you don't want to know what's going on. However, I find that about at least once a month, the frequencies that I monitor on the highway lot will give me the heads up I need to get off the highway before I end up in a multi-mile traffic jam due to construction or a fatal accident. Traffic accidents will slow down traffic. However, with a fatal accident, the Highway Patrol, at least in Missouri, I don't know about the state you live in, but in the state of Missouri, the Highway Patrol literally shuts down the entire highway while they do a fatal traffic accident investigation that will take hours. And you're just stuck. If you happen to be come upon one of those things, you're just stuck. So monitoring these frequencies is an important thing. My time has value. I don't know about you, but my time has value. And being able to avoid that kind of situation allows me to make far better use of my valuable time than sitting there for hours getting to know all the strangers that are in the same situation that I would be in. Let's go back to the economy a little bit and Republic Broadcasting. Republic Broadcasting and station management goes to some trouble to find vendors that will help you be independent financially, be healthy, and so forth. Acquire the equipment that you need, like solar-powered equipment, the food you need, healthy foods, and so forth. So you'd be well advised to check out republicbroadcasting.org for some of these items. You'd be well advised to check out my website, thelibertyman.com, for things you can't get anywhere else. Of course, the tour packages and cruise packages that I market, because I'm also a travel broker, you can find that stuff on Travelocity or Expedia, which you can get it from John Moore and at the same discount price, and it'll help me. You can get steam engines from John Moore. Mike Brown's steam engines. I sell them cheaper than Mike does. In fact, I need to get Mike back on the air here and talk about steam engines. It's been quite a while. Many months. I don't know how many months since Mike's been on here. And we talked about all the advantages of steam power to be energy self-sufficient in a very economically feasible, reasonable way. The book that we'll be talking about the second hour is now up and running on my website, Emergency Survival Communications. My proprietary DVDs that have what you might call Green Beret Secrets of Survival. That's on family safety in perilous times, surviving terrorist attacks. I've got two DVDs. They're both different material, Volume 1 and Volume 2. And, of course, my article, No Need for Panic. No Need for Panic. 19 pages of material that will give you information that could save your life. Literally. Not figuratively, but literally. These earth changes are upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Rising ocean levels are in the not-too-distant future. It's not going to be the middle of the century like the NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute says. Jim Hansen, our former Vice President Al Gore, stating it'll be the middle of the century. No, it's going to be a couple of years away, 2 or 3 years. These ocean levels are coming up. And my paper, No Need for Panic, available on my website, tells you why it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and most importantly, when it's going to happen. When it's going to happen. At least it tells you when the U.S. government finishes the evacuation of their own people. They'll be done. The U.S. government will be finished evacuating all their people that they've chosen. And if you work for Social Security, it's not likely you're one of those people. If you're an informant for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, or a undercover agent for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, you're not on that list. I guarantee it. Those evacuations will be finished in 26 months. December 2009, 26 months from now. That's when those evacuations will be completed. The rest of us, you ladies and gentlemen out there listening to me talk here on the 7th of October, 2007, you will be on your own. There was a monument called the Georgia Guidestones, or the Guidestone, I don't know if it's singular or plural, the Georgia Guidestone, which there's some speculation about who created this monument and who put it there. It's a fairly recent thing. It's not some piece out of antiquity. But it talks about the kill-off that's coming, where 9% of all the people living on this planet will die in some near-term catastrophic event. It won't be war. Even a nuclear war could not accomplish that goal. What it will be is a combination of starvation and death due to disease because of these earth changes. In my opinion, that's what we're looking at. When people aren't getting proper nutrition, they rarely die from starvation. What almost always happens is their immune system gets reduced to the point where they cannot resist and shake off even a common cold or the flu become something deadly because the improper nutrition so dramatically reduces their immune system and their ability to fight off common infections. That's what's going to kill off 90% of the people on this planet. Lack of fresh drinking water, diarrhea. Diarrhea is probably the biggest killer on the planet right now, especially in third world countries for children under the age of 5. That's the biggest single killer on the planet is diarrhea. In some kind of emergency, it doesn't matter whether you're in Outer Mongolia or New Orleans, The first drink you take of contaminated water will be the beginning of the end for you. It will be a matter of hours, at the most, hours, a day or less, before you start getting diarrhea or dysentery, which is a severe form of diarrhea. Unless you have access to modern medical facilities to correct that, there's a higher likelihood you're going to die from it. It's no mistake that all these Patriot shows and all these Patriot networks, including Republic Broadcasting, Jim McCanney, and so forth, are so focused on water purification. These Berkey water filters can save your life. Literally. Next break coming up, call a number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
And we're back. We're getting near the top of the hour, and my special guest will be coming on in a few minutes. We've got a couple of callers on hold. Sheldon in Arizona. Are you there, sir? Sheldon, speak
Hello?
Up. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, John. I was wondering if you had got a chance to review any of the emails I've been sending you.
Some. If I can make a suggestion, Sheldon, you need to make a daily digest. Those of us who are busy, when we get 8 or 10 emails on top of the 50 hour regular day, it's a bit too much. But a daily digest would be helpful in that regard. If you could do that, I think a lot of people would probably appreciate that, myself included.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. What I wanted to tell the audience was, here locally in Tucson, there's been a case of mad cow disease that has materialized. It involves a coworker of mine. I'm not going to give the name out of the person or anything, but, you know, all of a sudden, the coworker's wife called me and went over the deep end about this, and she says it's nobody else's business. Well, that's maybe one of the reasons there's such a blackout on this, because people like her that don't want, you know, this word getting out on stuff like this.
Was this contracted from a domestic meat or wild meat, do you know?
She never identified where it came from, but he's been preliminarily diagnosed with the Creutzfeldt-Jakob's disease, which is mad cow disease.
Well, it comes from eating contaminated meat, and it can either be a deer or a cow, typically is what we're saying.
Yeah, and now we have the Bush administration back at the end of May. He's only allowing 1% of all beef products to be inspected for mad cow disease, so that tells a lot, too.
Well, it's a dangerous thing, and I don't know what to say. You going to stay on top of this thing, Sheldon Farsh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, please do, since you got a local connection there, a personal connection. And if there's any change next week, why don't you call in and report to us what's going on and how this gentleman's doing.
Yeah, we'll do. Just keep in mind, folks out there, that this is probably going on more than we realize. There's just, you know, some folks that want to keep it private to their family members and things like that. So I thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah, I have friends that are connected to a major hospital in St. Louis, and there's things that routinely go on there, like flesh-eating diseases that never get talked about in the news, ever.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll stay
on top of it, John. Thanks
okay.
for letting me on board.
Thank you. Let us know. And we'll see if we can get Mark in here before the top of the hour. Are you still there, Mark? Speak
still
up.
Still here.
Yes, sir. We'll hold you over if we have to. What's your question or comment, sir?
Oh, okay. I'm calling because the other day you had some folks talking about east of Sault Ste. Marie in Canada, and I was wondering if you had gotten with them and anybody had figured out what the area up there looks like and how it came out with the flooding that was going to be probably in a lot of that area up there.
Well, you're flooding from rising ocean levels. There are some safe areas in that particular part of the country there, and those are well known to the people up there and the people that are looking into these matters.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say I can give you my email if they wanted to email me some information about that. We've got relatives who will be moving up in
Why don't
Canada.
You go see this? Mm-hmm. This would be an opportunity. Do you have internet access, I assume, Mark?
Right.
Why don't you post that on the RBN chat room website homepage, and then our people in Canada can contact you. That's what this thing's for, okay?
It's true.